very difficult to talk about that way, because when you speak about war, you always say very stupid things. It's very banal, very primary. But when I make films, what interested me is to show the origin of war. And when I'm, it wasn't because I had a speech already written that I wanted to give a message. What interested me here is that to show the origin of war, where war comes from. And war is always begins with love. The problem is love. The problem is if you're in love with someone and someone else is in love with the same woman, then there's a rivalry in everybody. And that, out of that rivalry grows war. People fight because of desire.
I was wondering if you could perhaps comment or give your response to the idea that the way that you use war and violence in your films, this film today and Halevich yesterday, can be perceived as offensively casual.
My task as the director is to find the right level between what I'm depicting and the way that the spectator is going to respond to that. It's a question of finding the right level, the right... not presenting a model, I'm not presenting ideals, I'm not presenting violence or acts that are either uplifting or that the audience should reject. And it's because of that that there are things missing, that there are ellipses in the film, that I don't provide everything. It's up to the audience then, the spectator, to fill those in. And my choice as a director then is to either not give enough or to give too much, but in those extremities then to oblige the spectator to fill in that a gap. It's a way of involving the spectator. The danger there is that the spectator will either reject it because it's over the top, too much for them to accept, or simply not enough. But it's always a question of setting those levels and of involving the spectator and making the spectator fill in for themselves, coming to terms for themselves what they are experiencing.